Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend. I got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That
today is going to be a good day. Is thinking ahead with optimism about the possibilities for 2016. Jennifer Horn is here in the Good Day program, along with Ken Kessler, Kara Schellen at the controls. So, you're familiar with the term winning.
Winning.
Winning. One of the great things coming out of the mouth of Charles Sheen. Well, apparently that does not apply to the United States of America when it comes to the war on terror. A poll released on CNN, Americans aren't buying what President Obama is selling. When the president tells us that things are going wonderfully well in the fight against Daesh, people don't believe. As a matter of fact, 75% say they're not satisfied with how the war is being conducted, what's going on. The previous high was 61%. So 59% of Democrats even say they're not okay with the approach. I had a conversation yesterday with a Russian who came to America to find opportunity.
Was he Putin?
No. No, but I think
from what he said,
she'll be here all day, folks.
Thank you. Tip your waitresses,
yes.
Everybody.
Yeah, so, anyway, idea that Russia is our enemy and that the Russians don't like us. This guy there's a company called Turo, T-U-R-O. And I had to rent a car for a couple of days until my car got here from the East Coast, and that happened yesterday. So I had this car, and I went online because somebody told me about Airbnb for cars. And that's what Turo is, T-U-R-O. It's Airbnb. People own their own cars. It's not Enterprise, not National, it's not Alamo, it's not any of the big companies. These are people who own cars, either don't use them all the time. It's kind of like Zipcar, only an individualized treatment for everybody. You go online and you make a reservation for the car. You pick out the car you want, you pay, and it's usually a standard fee. So in this case, I like Chrysler cars, and I like driving the sporty cars. The Challenger is a good kind of a fast car, and I like driving those cars around here. So I got a Challenger. Would have been $79 a day if I had rented it at Enterprise. This guy charged me $54 a day for use of this car. And apparently he got into the business. He came over, he went to school, and got a grant. Listen to this. This is a great story, actually. He got a grant from the Russian government to pay for his education at a community college here in Los Angeles. The government paid for him to leave Russia and come over here and go to school. And he applied for citizenship when he came, and he got it. He showed me his citizenship so that I didn't think that he was, you know, here on the lam. He's been a citizen for a couple of years. Took him 9 years to become a citizen. Isn't that about the time it took Richie's wife to go through?
I think she said about 9 years, yeah.
The process, 7 to 9 years. Anyway, so this guy's here legally, and he said, I had no money, I had no connection to Russia, and they don't care about you. If you have no money, they're happy to see you go and not come back. Mm-hmm. So the Russians don't care if you leave. He said the people that control everything are the politicians. They have control of all the money, all the wealth. And if you start a business, I thought this was amazingly enlightening. If you start a business over there and you get the business to a point, like we encourage entrepreneurship here, well, they don't encourage it in Russia, but if people start a business and they make some money, the politicians come in and take the business away from you and either kill you or put you in jail. That's the reward, the incentive for starting a business in Russia. The politicians, there's a class of people, the Putins, who have all the money. Now, you can see what's going on here in Los Angeles and New York and other places where real estate is valuable. Most of the expensive real estate is being bought up by not the Chinese, although China investments are big in these areas, but the Russians. Some Russian guy just paid $34 million for a flat in New York City for his daughter, who's going to school in New York City. That's the kind of dough these people have. And they've gotten it by killing, literally, knocking off anybody who wasn't a part of their gang. So this kid, who's now looks to be, I think he told me he was 34, he came to America and he started driving a cab. And then as this new, this Airbnb, this Turo got started, he had a car of his own and he gave it to them. He put it in the system and people started renting it. So he bought another car. And then he bought another car. This guy's got 49 cars that he's bought with investors who put in X number of dollars. He guarantees them 10% return every year, and they're bought out within 2 years. So let's say somebody puts in 100 grand. He's got three people that have invested so far, put in 100 grand a piece. He uses it to buy cars, to operate his service, and it doesn't require any. He has three people that work for him, a mechanic, a cleaner, and a scheduler, a computer person. That's it. And he's got 50. He says, I want to have 200 cars in the next 2 years. He says, if I can get 200 cars working and make the system work for me the way it is now, he'll make $2 million a year. He said, I could never do that in Russia. It would be, they'd kill me, take my business away from me, and these guys with all the power would have it. Nobody, there's no trial. There's nobody who goes to jail over there for stuff like that. They just, people disappear. When somebody of power wants something that you have, you disappear. That's the way it is. So he said he got out. Nobody cared about him leaving because he was just a kid going to school. But isn't that an amazing story? And he said he looked at me and he said, I don't understand why more Americans don't do this. He says, a great opportunity. Nobody in Los Angeles is doing this. He said, I'm putting a couple of my other Russian friends in business to do it. But they have on average at the moment, this company rents about 450 cars a day in Los Angeles. And they have, you know, all the insurance, everything you can prove. And there's no hassle. I did everything online. And I went and picked up the car. I didn't have to sign anything. I'd already paid for it. You get in the car and you drive away. They don't go around and inspect the dings. They don't ask you about your insurance. They don't take forever like they do. I like Enterprise. I think they have a good company, but they're taking forever now because they've gotten so big and popular. It's way slow to get through the process, especially here in L.A. at LAX. Good God, they're slow. And so, and you got to go through all the stuff and sign the papers, and the they got to check your credit and all this. Yeah, just no. So I thought this guy was brilliant, and he said he tried to get some Americans that he knew to do it, and they didn't want to. I'm thinking to myself, what are we missing here? He said to me, it's too easy to get money. He says, but I don't want $30,000 a year. He says, I could get $30,000 a year for doing nothing. He's got to figure it out, this guy. I can get $30,000 a year and do nothing, or I can now make $200,000 a year and pretty soon make $2 million. So he's doing it because nobody else is doing it. Isn't that amazing? When you get down to the brass tacks of it all, it's just shocking how things have, and I don't know, it's sort of, I'm hesitant to tell these stories sometimes. I'm a little gun-shy because people come back at me and say, you're always finding fault with America. It's a, and these people are all, my country right or wrong, whatever my country says of thee. There are plenty of things that are wrong here. And I would like to think that my ideas and the stuff that we talk about will stimulate people to do something. Here's an opportunity. How many of you knew this opportunity existed? I never even heard of this outfit until, 3 weeks ago? And I'm now trying to remember why or how I heard about it. Somebody said, try renting cars from the Airbnb of cars, because I was complaining that the Enterprise car was going to cost me $279 or something for the 3 days. And you know, I didn't know what else to do until this conversation. The guy says, go look at Turo. And so I did. Turo. That's why I rented the car, T-U-R-O. And I'm not getting paid to advertise them. I just think it's a good thing. And there's an opportunity for a lot of people entrepreneurially to start a company like this in most any community in our country. Wherever there is Airbnb, wherever there is, I'm thinking that this is something like Uber, although you know they have drivers for the cars there. But this is another thing like that. It's more intensive in terms of what you have to own. But I could see this guy, never mind 200 cars, I could see this guy with 2,000 cars. He said, nobody's doing it in Boston. Why don't you go into business with me? And you know what? I'm beginning to think about it. Because he was very smart. And it's, I mean, I have places to work on vehicles and stuff. It's not like I couldn't do that. But I think this sounds like an opportunity. if people are doing it, I got to check it out a little more thoroughly. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this is, but the point I'm making is that we have all this opportunity here, and people are not taking advantage of it. We've got these little pieces of trash, like this kid that went to Mexico, and those are the kids that get attention, and the Justin Biebers of the world. If we could encourage, find some people, and I'm sure there are, still look at what Bill Gates was that age when he got started with Microsoft. All these guys that are in San Jose and up in Silicon Valley, they all get started when they were kids in college,
sure,
for the most part. And a lot of them didn't finish college. The kids that run Google, they didn't finish college, did they?
I don't think so.
I mean,
college is unnecessary.
Jobs didn't.
I know, for sure.
And Gates didn't.
Yeah, Facebook dude didn't, did he?
Bezos?
Zuckerberg.
No, he didn't finish. And I don't think Bezos from Amazon finished either, if I'm not mistaken.
I didn't either.
And Kenny didn't. So look at this.
I did.
Genius.
It took me 9 years, but man, oh man, did I do it.
Good for you. 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
People are hired for their hard skills. They get fired for a lack of soft skills. Hard skills, the technical ability and knowledge to perform a particular job, are certainly important.
But companies today are placing more emphasis on soft skills. Things like attitude, communication skills, and the like. You know, the stuff they don't teach you in college.
So how can you learn these important skills? Here's a great way to do it.
Read or reread Stephen Covey's 7 Habits for Highly Effective People. If you learn better in a group, find a friend or friends to go through the book with you at the same time.
Develop your soft skills to improve your relationships at work and home. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Think green.
Harrison with you. In the United States, the gap between rich and poor has grown exponentially in recent years. Nowhere is that more apparent than in the number of Americans who don't make enough to feed themselves and their families. New numbers suggest 1 in 5 Americans going hungry. Sounds impossible, doesn't it? Well, last year, 28.4 million Americans were receiving food stamps, up 19% since the recession started. Compare that to Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs, a major recipient of government patronage, now seeing a profit of $2 billion in the last 3 months alone. The bank's stock value has skyrocketed 68%, and the Wall Street Journal predicts that it's on track to pay out as much as $20 billion this year in compensation and benefits, or about $700,000 per person. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
2 Olympic gold medals, a pair of world championships, and 2 Stanley Cup titles put this center iceman in hockey's very select triple gold club.
Jarvis Forsberg going to the net. Forsberg scores!
So where is Peter Forsberg now? Peter opened Forced AB in 2005, a company that imports Crocs footwear in his native Sweden. However, he closed Force in 2010 after taking heavy losses in the previous 2 years. He's currently the assistant GM with Modo, the Swedish hockey club where he started his career. Peter and his father own a Swedish real estate company called Forspro, which co-funded Modo's new arena. Peter Forsberg, back where it all began. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
For Star Wars nerds, it'll be lightsaber stiffies. For everyone else, The Force Awakens is still out of this world. I mean,
6-second reviews are brought to you by the flat-out funniest comedy of the holiday season. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sisters, now playing.